Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the very first Motorsport Emergency podcast, in which we discuss a breaking news story of the day. Today I'm joined by Simon Aaron, our features editor, Rob Ladbrook, our production editor, and Helena Barrow, our events manager, who some of you may have met at our track day from last week. To kick off this inaugural emergency podcast, we are here to discuss not Chris Meek's controversial signing by Toyota for the World Rally Championship next year, but the W Series, the all-female racing series. It's already caused sort of uproar on Twitter and various other social media channels. People are saying that it's the best thing ever, that it will be the thing that launches women into motorsport. They've been underrepresented for years, whilst others say that it's patronising. There's no need for a female-only racing series. If women are good enough, they will eventually find their way to the top. What do we think, Simon?
Ooh, where do we start? I can absolutely see why drivers such as Pippa Mann are against the idea, because the whole one of the great beauties to me of motor racing, in much the same way as equestrian sport, is that men and women can compete together, equal playing field. You know, it's possible, but the fact remains that for whatever reason, there are, relatively speaking, very few female racing drivers at a high international level. There are many, many who compete successfully at grassroots level, but at the top end of international motor racing, there are relatively few. Now, if this new initiative, and it's one thing we need to point out is that it's there's going to be a selection process. It's free to enter, and there's a lot of prize money. So, how the financial model works, I don't know.
Well, we'll come on to what it is shortly.
But if this cultivates a couple of female drivers and serves as a springboard that puts them in the marketplace for international teams to recognise as genuine talents, then great. But from my experience, the vast majority of females I know in the motorsport community believe it to be, they want it to be a level playing field, and they feel that men and women should compete against each other on equal terms.
Sure. So, the argument for this particular racing series has been that it hasn't worked. I think David Coulthard made the point that something is broken. There are so many females who are interested in motor racing, in motorsport, and yet the number who have made it to the top level is pitifully small.
Absolutely.
I think the last Formula One Grand Prix starter was back in 1976, wasn't it?
And Lola Lombardi. and there hasn't been one.
And hasn't been one since.
There've been a couple who've tried, but the last one who tried to qualify for a Grand Prix was Giovanna Amati in 1992, which is, more than a quarter of a century ago.
Sure. Rob, you had an opinion on the type of the format that this series is going to take. They're going to be spec Formula 3 cars, essentially, that they're racing in. What's your view on how it's going to work?
I struggle to understand it, really, in the fact that I don't really think it's pitched at the right level. I'm a great supporter of Formula 3 and advocate of it. They've always called it the University of Motorsport. But I think if you're trying to develop talent that's already out there, a lot of the drivers, like we've said, Pippa Mann, Danica Patrick, have already surpassed F3. So it would be a big step down for them. So I don't see why any of them would be interested.
It's not aimed at them, though, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Who is it aimed at? Because if it was at a Formula 4 level, then you've got your natural pool of drivers who are already in karting. The step from a kart to an F3 car is pretty massive. We haven't seen a huge amount of people do it over history. Max Chilton, Kimi Raikkonen made some massive steps from Formula Renault. But I just think it's pitched at the wrong level. And then while I love the idea of the financial model of not having to raise hundreds of thousands of pounds to go single-seater racing, wouldn't it be brilliant if every single-seater championship was like that? But this specific one, it's only ever going to be a class, isn't it? Because all the female drivers I know that have been successful have really prided themselves on competing on a level footing and going up against the best of the best. Well, if you win this W Series, you're only ever going to be the women's champion. You're not going to be the champion.
Well, this is a kind of a key point. I just want to bring Helena in there. What do you think about that point, that it sort of cheapens the achievements of women who have competed competitively in mixed fields?
I don't think it cheapens it at all. This is just another opportunity, another platform for women to compete on. This is not to say they can't continue competing against men. I think Jamie Chadwick said, you know, it was an opportunity to progress further through the ranks. She'd still compete with men, but this would be another series for her to compete in. And I think, you know, something is wrong with the sport at the moment. The fact you haven't had a woman at Formula One for 42 years. If we don't try something like this, how can you ever know that you can get more women into the sport?
I mean, we should also... I mean, there has been a similar thing, not with single-seaters, tried in the past. It was called Formula Woman. It was Mazda RX-8 sports coupes. And that only lasted... Was it 1 year, 2 years? I mean, it disappeared very quickly.
1 year, I think. I think that was my very first motorsport story that I... not for Motorsport magazine, but Motorsport story that I actually reported on. Graham Glue was the organiser, wasn't he? That was aimed at TV, wasn't it? I think it's unclear about where this new series is aimed at, and whether there's going to be. I did notice that the Catherine Bond Muir, who is the chief executive, has a history of TV or was involved in TV in some way. So it would be interesting to see how that plays out. They've gathered a pretty impressive lineup of people. Adrian Newey, David Coulthard. I mean, there's some big names that are involved with this.
I mean, their endorsement certainly gives it credibility. And also Dave Ryan, who's the behind the engineering operation, worked for many, many years, and McLaren has also operated as a successful team in British GT. That's the same British GT Championship, incidentally, in which Flick Haig was co-champion this year, beating many males on a level playing field. But, I mean, yeah, there are some credible people involved. We don't know enough as yet about where the races are going to be, as I said, how the final financial model is going to work. But, you know, in essence, I'm pro men against women level playing field, but if this creates an opportunity for more women to become involved, and obviously the free entry, I mean, there's going to be a selection process of some kind, so the free entry is going to make the sport more accessible just by dint of the fact that it doesn't cost, you know, 150 grand to do or whatever.
I can definitely see the benefits of that. Like I said, I mean, I think the model behind it is great. It just in my mind,
you'd like that for your Puma Cup.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. As we all know, the biggest barrier to participation in motorsport is money. It just is. Regardless of what level you're on, it's an incredibly expensive sport. It takes a lot of sponsors, families. It's hard work. It's not just going on a track and doing some laps. But you made me lose my train of thought now. Thank you, Joe, for that.
No. You wanted the money. No, it's a good point. I mean, you know, if you want to break down money, I mean, I think Tiff made the point that if Tiffany Lyle, if you wanted to encourage women, why didn't you invest all of that money into like a Red Bull feeder series?
I think that's a way better idea.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Tiff's point. I mean, that would be. I mean, yeah, a Red Bull style driver program aimed at women only. I think would, because you could then bring them in at the karting level and bring them up through the ranks in a way that at the moment this, you know, if you succeed in this, there's no guarantee that you're going to have the money, even though there's a big prize fund, it's not going to be enough to buy you a Formula 2 drive, for instance.
I love that though, because they say, what is it? Is it 400, five, it's $500,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in post-Brexit Britain, for about £8.90. Yeah. So, I mean, when you look at single-seater racing at the moment, the money in it is truly ridiculous. So, I mean, we're talking millions and millions. So even if you've got $500,000 to go and play with, I mean, the costs in F3 currently, as it is as a European championship, are over €1 million. So that's only going to go up when that series joins the F1 package, which it will do next year as it's new FIA F3 model. So you're probably only looking a third of the budget that you've got for that. So you've still got to find two thirds of that. So if your problem was money in the first place, this is not a solution to that issue. I can see how it can boost some kind of understanding of the sport and draw some more females into it, and I think that's great. But I think there's already initiatives that are capable of doing that. I mean, Susie Wolf's Dare to Be Different campaign, I've been to a couple of the events, and actually I think part of the problem of the low numbers of female participants has just been kind of awareness of it and actually breaking into this, you know, perceived male-dominated world, and Dare to Be Different is doing that. Admittedly, it's doing it for school children at the moment, so you won't see an immediate benefit. But give it 10 years, you may well have, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 people in a Formula One paddock that all got there because they had their eyes open to it by Dare to Be Different. So we've already got something there that's spreading a message.
But wouldn't the W Series help to raise awareness and encourage sponsors and teams to invest more money in women? Because at present, that doesn't seem to be happening.
It could well be good for generating role models.
Well, I think that's one of the key things. I've got three daughters, and I would love to see them. When I watch motorsport, they haven't actually asked me why is it all men. But I remember they did ask me when I went to one of the shows, asked me why they're all the grid girls wandering around in not very much in very revealing clothing, should we say? And I didn't have an answer. So I think it would be nice to see role models for women, which would, I think, stands to reason, it would then encourage them, or at least make them think that they could do it, and that it's not closed to them.
The sad thing about it is we already have that. So I've raced with women, I've shared cars, I've raced against them, and when the helmet goes on, it doesn't matter what gender you are, they're a driver, and they can do great things. You know, we've seen female champions, like we said, Flick Haig in British GT. Well, I don't hear Flick Haig saying, well, I wish I'd won the women's British GT championship. No, and we never heard Michelle Mouton saying that she only wanted to compete in a female-only WRC. You know,
although Mouton is very behind this initiative. So, I mean, they made it against the odds, I suppose. You know, maybe in future people, the odds will be a little bit more even. I mean, do you think, Helena, that it would encourage you or friends of yours to if they saw more women role models?
Absolutely. I think at present, to not be too controversial, the sport is very male-dominant from every angle. As a female that works...
Not in this office, though. We're evenly split.
We are. But I think at present, the sport is not doing enough to get women involved. And I think if you can launch a new initiative which does encourage women to get involved, and okay, you are singling us out, but if ultimately it gets more women to the Formula One stage and raises more awareness, then surely it's got to be a good thing.
Fantastic. I think on that note, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for listening to the Motorsport Emergency Podcast. Hopefully, we will be back with more podcasts in the very near future, talking about issues of the day and breaking news stories. But for now, thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.